Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and in this episode, I wanted to share a little bit of a case study that I actually put together where we're going to take somebody, a contact on LinkedIn, and I'm going to show you how to turn them from a stranger into a referral in three simple steps. Now, the reason that I wanted to do this is because we talk a lot about relationship building and networking on this podcast, on our website, etc. But those concepts can be fairly abstract, right? I can tell you, hey, go add value to this person. And you might be thinking, well, that sounds nice, but how the heck do I do that? So I hope that this breakdown will give you a sense of some specific steps that you can take. But I also want to preface by saying that this is just one way to build a relationship with one person. And there are many ways to build relationships with each and every person that you want to connect with. So don't feel boxed into this method alone, but I hope that it does give you some tools that you can put in your toolbox. So to set the stage here, we are somebody who is not working in the tech space, but our goal is to transition into sales within the tech space, right? So we could be working in any number of backgrounds that just aren't in tech. And our goal is to move into a sales role at some sort of tech company, whether it's a startup or whether it's a big name company, any of those fit our bill. But the problem that we're running into is that we don't know anybody in the tech space, one, but also we're wondering what transferable skills we have and what skill gaps we might need to shore up. So we feel that getting out there and building a relationship with somebody who is currently working in the tech space is going to be really beneficial because A, they can tell us exactly where we stand and what we need to do, but then B, they can also be a referral for us. So the first thing that I'm going to do here is hit up LinkedIn, and I'm going to try to find people who have recently broken into the tech sales space from a non-traditional background. Now, their background doesn't have to mirror mine exactly, right? They don't have to come from the exact space that I'm coming from. What matters most is that they came from some sort of non-traditional background because that's the same thing that we're trying to do. And therefore, they're going to be able to better recognize your value. They're also going to be able to give you better advice because they understand the obstacles you're facing. They understand the mistakes that can be made. They know exactly how to sell their experience and how the employer is going to view it. And all of that is going to be very beneficial for you. Whereas if we tried to find somebody who had a more traditional background, sure, they might be able to help, but they may not be able to understand where we're coming from. They may not be able to see our value as well. So that's why I'm going to specifically target folks who are coming from a non-traditional background. Now, somebody that I found here, his name is Jim Petrola. So Jim was actually a former client of mine who did make this transition. He came from the medical device space and he transitioned into tech sales. So he was kind enough to be the example for our case study here. But looking at Jim's profile, which I will link below, allows me to gauge a little bit more about him, right? And what I'm looking for are things that I call, quote, connection clues. So connection clues are essentially anything that I can use to add value to Jim and get on his radar. So after looking at his profile, I noticed a couple of things. First, he made the transition from med device sales into tech, right? As we already mentioned. So at the very least, that's something that I could connect with him on. Next, I see that he and his wife both host a podcast called the Your Detour podcast, and they recently released this. So this is another opportunity for me to add some value here. And then third, he posts content on LinkedIn as well. So what can we do here? What are our options? Well, if it's me, here's the path that I'm going to take, the three-step path, as I mentioned. First, I'm going to keep an eye out for new LinkedIn posts from Jim. And one way that I really like to do this that makes it efficient is I'm just going to go to Jim's profile and then to his post feed, and I'm going to bookmark that. And essentially, what that's going to allow me to do is every day I can show up, I can click my bookmark link, I can go right to Jim's post feed, and I can see if there's a new post. And if there's nothing there, awesome, I'll check back tomorrow. But if there is something there, then what I'm going to do is leave our value-driven comment, right? So value-driven comments, or VDCs, are a strategy that I've talked about in a past episode, but essentially, we're going to tag Jim in the comment and we're going to support him. So we might say, at Jim, I love this post. We're going to reiterate some of the posts that he wrote in our own words, and then we're going to add some value. value. That's going to be our comment. And the hope there is that because we're getting in early on his posts and because we're supporting his work and because we're adding value, we're going to get on Jim's radar, but we're also going to get on his audience's radar as well. In this case, the most important thing is to just get on his radar. So I'm going to do that for every new post that he puts out there. And I'm going to expect to do this for a couple of weeks minimum. You know, I want my face to show up consistently. I want it to be there, you know, over a period of time. So it's not just, hey, I commented on your post and now I'm asking you for a referral or whatever it is. I want to build up that goodwill. So that's where I'm going to start. Next, I'm going to think about another angle that I can use. And the most obvious one to me is the podcast here, right? Jim and his wife have released this podcast. And when somebody releases a podcast, there are goals that they have, right? They need to get guests on that podcast. They need to market that podcast. All of these things are areas where we can add value. Now, I may not know about podcasting, right? Obviously, you're listening to a podcast, so I do in the real world, but as a job seeker, I might not know much about this. So something that I might do is go to a search engine and just type in, how do I market a podcast? And I'm going to read through some articles and I'm going to look at the specific actions that people should be taking to market their podcast. And I'm going to say to myself, which of these can I do? Which of these can I implement to help Jim? So it turns out when you want to market a podcast, two things that are helpful are reviews and new guests. So the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to go to any podcast platform, preferably, you know, Apple Podcasts, and I'm going to leave a review. I'm going to screenshot that review and I'm going to send it to Jim and say, hey, Jim, you know, I've been following your content. You may have seen my comments. I saw that you have this podcast that you recently released. I went ahead and listened to a couple episodes. I've been following along. I absolutely love it. Here's a review that I left you because I know that these are important. And I'll try to get, you know, some of my friends and family to leave you some reviews as well so you can get a boost. So that's something that I'm going to do. And then on top of that, I'm going to look at the guests that Jim and his wife have on their podcast. And I'm going to think about who might be a good guest in my network that I could potentially introduce. And if I can come up with one or two or three people, I'm going to go ahead and email Jim and just say, you know, hey, if you're looking for guests, here's this person. They're a connection, they're a friend. I think they'd be a great fit for X and Y reasons. I'd love to make an introduction if you feel like it's a good fit. No pressure at all. So now what I've done is one, showed him that I'm engaged in multiple channels. I'm commenting on his LinkedIn post still throughout this whole thing. But then I'm also going and leaving a review on his podcast. I'm listening to his podcast and I'm making his life a little bit easier by helping him find guests to interview, which is one of the harder parts of producing a podcast, as I read about in my research on those articles. So now the third thing I'm going to do is make my ask. You know, it's been a couple of weeks. I left some comments on his posts. We've potentially gone back and forth in the comments. I've left that review. I've introduced him to some people. Now I'm going to make my ask, but I'm not just going to say, you know, hey, Jim, I want to get into the same space that you're in. Can you refer me? Instead, I'm going to frame it up with recognition for his background, because again, recognizing somebody for something that they've done is a form of value in and of itself. So I might say something like, hey, Jim, as you know, I've been following your content here on LinkedIn for several weeks now. I've learned a ton from you, especially this specific thing and this other specific thing. I'm looking to make the jump into tech sales from a non-traditional background, similar to the transition you made. If you're up for it, I'd love to ask you a few questions about your journey. Phone or email are both great. I know this is a big ask, so no pressure if it's too much right away, but either way, excited to keep supporting your work. So that's what I'm going to send to Jim. And my hope here is that I've added enough deposits of social capital into our relationship through my comments and the podcast support and all of that, that Jim is going to be at least ready and willing to answer a couple of questions for me. And I'm also recognizing his background in the email. So this isn't just a direct ask for a referral or a super self-centered ask. Instead, I'm saying, hey, Jim, you did this really hard thing. I'm looking to do that too, and I'd love to get some of your advice. And you're probably going to get a yes from that email, I would imagine, if you go through all of the steps that we've taken. And then you can turn that into a referral, because if he gives you some advice, you can take that advice and you can implement it and come back to him and you can continue developing that relationship. Or maybe you get on the phone with him, you have a great conversation and he offers it up, or you put it out there that I'm looking to make this transition. If you know of any opportunities, I'd be really grateful. And he might say, well, you know, let's see what we can do about getting you in at my company, or let me tap into my network, right? So after that conversation, there is a way to spin that into a referral because you've made some of these deposits up front. So I hope that this is a helpful framework to see how we identify a contact who we've never met before, never engaged with before. We do a little bit of research on them. We find some angles that we can use to add value, and not just one angle that adds value one time, but different angles that allow us to add consistent value in small layers over a period of time. And then we transform that into a conversation and then an ask. So that is relationship building done the right way. And that may be different from the way that some of you all are going about it. So again, I hope that this is a helpful illustration. If you've been sitting here saying, Austin's talking about networking and adding value, but I have no idea how to do that. It's kind of nebulous. It's abstract. I don't know where to start. I hope that this helps give you a framework and some tools that you can put into your toolbox, right? Commenting on people's LinkedIn posts. If they have a podcast or a blog or something else, supporting them there. Recognizing them for their background. All three of these are individual tools that you can leverage on their own or in combination like we did in this episode. So that's it for today. Thank you as always for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode of the podcast.